Yeah. So, I got this email from a Dr. Siegfried. Or, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm assuming it's a doctor. Somebody at the Museum of Natural History in New York City. Some sort of project he wanted me to know about. I guess maybe talk to you people about. A robot that he's developing that can play music in the style of it can emulate how a particular individual would perform musically. Apparently, it was really unclear to me. I really don't know if I understood it, and I think I might not have, to be honest, because he said that he had run this program on me, and the music you're hearing in the background is apparently this robot's simulation of me making music, which mostly I play like Willie Nelson and Rolling Stones songs on my guitar, so I don't know. I'm rather confused, and I accidentally deleted the email, so Dr. Siegfried, if you're listening, please, please get me some more information about this. I'm Kurt Gottschalk, and this is the Brother Lucy Pod Show. A concert a week from me to you today. Today, I am happy to present to you Zena Parkins, Jamie Saft, and Bobby Previtt, recorded on February 1st, 2006, at the late Great Tonic on New York's Lower East Side. One great big chunk of improvisation for you. Sit tight. Relax. But do not lose focus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zena Parkins, Jamie Saft, and Bobby Previtt. From Tonic, February 1st, 2006, New York City. I'm Kirk Gottschalk. This is the Brother Lucy Pod Show, coming to you from WFMU. Concert a week, all of course, with the permission of the artists. Much, much more at WFMU's Free Music Archive and the WFMU podcast directory, and of course, the old fashioned 20th century style radio airwaves. Next week, ooh, this is good. Paul Litton and Nate Woolley at the University of Oregon. I'm doing this all summer, y'all. If you got this somewhere other than WFMU, I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll go to the podcast page at WFMU.org and subscribe. It don't even cost nothing. See you next week.